How would you react if you suddenly heard strange and loud explosive noises coming from a room in the house? Well, I certainly would not like to spend the night in that house. And it was no different for the bishop who initially doubted Padre Pio's battles with the devil. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. The story I'm about to share is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. In his book, Renzo recounts some curious events that took place shortly after Padre Pio was discharged from the army for being constantly sick. To set the stage, let's delve into some background information. On November 15, 1915, during World War I, Padre Pio was drafted into the Italian army. But soon after, on December 17th of the same year, he was medically discharged with a diagnosis of pulmonary infiltration, commonly associated with tuberculosis, a highly contagious and potentially fatal disease. No wonder he was granted 12 months of convalescent leave and returned to his hometown of Pretelcina to regain his health. Now, the fact that Padre Pio, because of his poor health, had to stay at home in Pretelcina and not in the convent had his superiors feeling uneasy. However, he was soon invited to join the Capuchin convent of St. Anna in Foggia, where our story takes place. The friars in the convent of St. Anna had no idea that with Padre Pio's arrival, an unexpected presence would accompany him: the devil. Trouble began at night, when the devil would tempt Padre Pio, particularly when he was unwell. The devil's attempts were accompanied by thunderous explosions that struck fear into the hearts of the friars residing in the convent. Needless to say, these supernatural disturbances disrupted the tranquility of the community. Seeking an explanation for these noises, Father Nazareno, the superior of the convent, approached Padre Pio and implored him to shed light on the matter. This is what Father Nazareno recounted about the conversation. "He told me that the devil tempted him with all his might, engaging in a fierce battle." And he continued, "And I, by the grace of God, always win." Then he explained that Satan fills himself with rage, that is, he beats him. After the loud explosion, which indicated the end of the hand-to-hand combat between the evil one and the friar, Padre Pio was found drenched in sweat, needing to be changed from head to toe. Moved by concern for the well-being of the friars, Father Nazareno ordered Padre Pio to ask the Lord to stop these noises that disrupted the peace and scared the friars. Padre Pio prayed, and calm was restored to the convent. Now, despite these extraordinary disturbances, Padre Pio's stay at the convent was remarkably ordinary. Father Nazareno recalls, "He got along very well with us. He never failed to bring joy. Moreover, when he told his story, he was so happy that he never bored us. On the contrary, we enjoyed listening to him." However, not everyone readily believed in the intense battles Padre Pio claimed to have with the devil, or the subsequent explosions. Among the skeptics was Monsignor Andrea D'Agostino, the Bishop of Ariano Irpino. Intrigued by the rumors, he decided to spend a night at the St. Anna convent to witness the phenomena firsthand. On the night the bishop and his assistant arrived, Padre Pio was feeling unwell, so he stayed in his cell while the others gathered for dinner. As the evening unfolded, diabolical forces unleashed themselves on Padre Pio, accompanied by deafening explosions. Overwhelmed by fear, the bishop's assistant, who had been dining in the guest room, rushed to the refectory to seek solace amongst the friars. Pale and trembling, the assistant urgently notified the bishop about the terrifying noises coming from Padre Pio's room. But you know what the bishop said? He dismissed it, exclaiming, "The Middle Ages are over, and you still believe these things?" In just a matter of seconds, though, infernal sounds resonated from Padre Pio's room, silencing any doubt. Monsignor Andrea de Agostino was so scared that he couldn't bear to stay any longer. Indeed, on that night, as the author reports, the bishop did not want to sleep alone and quickly left the convent. End of story. Now, while some may find the bishop's hasty departure humorous, this story highlights an essential truth. Even saintly figures like Padre Pio are not exempt from diabolical assault. Father Gabriele Amorth, a famous exorcist, delves into this subject in his book, An Exorcist Explains the Demonic, The Antics of Satan and His Army of Fallen Angels. In his book, Father Amorth says, "In most cases, those who are distant from the faith are more susceptible to the risk of diabolical influence." But this is only an indication of the maxim that says, "The devil is more tranquil if he does not have to live with prayer, fasting, the Eucharist, and other sacramental practices." So let us be vigilant in our spiritual lives. May we actively embrace the sacraments and sacramentals, such as holy water, repent for our sins, and strive to avoid vices and sinful behavior. By doing so, we ensure that Satan finds no tranquility in our lives, and we fortify ourselves against his influence. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.